Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all, we more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
West Coast for life. King Scratch, who I check out. Off with his head if he try to stick his neck out. I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short. My alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverses like a skid. So three brain cells, but I'm still making hits. So I'll never quit. So I just get better with time. Number five with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck all the niggas I was dealing with. They bitch, they can't get paid. Over that whack shit that they made. They couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my tracks could camouflage the vocals. The locals know who's the tightest around. I got beats by the pack, pulling buzz off a pound. And if he sees platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Outside of the beers, and when they're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. I murdered the mic both and spinning grenade balls. 10 times tighter than the average rap star. Lord of the underground, ripping the track. Immaculate skills, spitting up acid rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the chip. Born to hustle like Nino, posing with Zach. Purchase enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting bigger every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, belly, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, hook fella for life, nigga. With or without a record, you're doing nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. Because you got me fucked up. You probably sold a CD here and there, and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make
20 copies sold.
It's gold plated. Your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9-to-5, cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Sink a swimmer, you could drown, then you won't feel the pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty, shook jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My fingers ache big to say because I'm writing the real. You could try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like Frank Paparello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in driving, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Streets to feel, you're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know.
Niggas wanna play for. Yeah, nigga ride freezing cold, but we still bring the heat. We got the tightest.
acting down, and niggas still acting. When we blow up, don't show up in that shit that we recorded. Don't even look our way because now you can't afford it. We try to give love, but ain't nobody trying to get love back. Pay for studio time and get a track. Damn, that's the only thing a nigga gotta do to make a CD. But still trying to make deals off a small fee. Like electric plan of lightning and tight. Edison ain't trying to hear when they turning off the lights. 2005 on that bullshit ain't nothing. Drop cheese on the table, we could kill all that head. But yeah, it might be fun, but this is work for real. If you was walking in my shoes, you would know how I feel. Niggas getting more than what they say, say. You knew we had it cracking when you walked through the door.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red, red is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red, red is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Something for nothing, nothing for something. This shit ain't free, so I wonder why niggas keep waiting. It's like paying $5 for a chronic sack. You can't get trashed if you don't have. I don't give a fuck if you was too fucking great. If you don't have no money, then your ass gotta wait. I'll go somewhere else to get your shit paid. I don't care where you go, niggas wanna get paid. You can be the tightest rapper, fucking God's real nerd. Trying to get shit for free, you get exactly what it's worth. A whack-ass producer making Disneyland beat. Sounding like two ice cream trucks rolling up and down the same street. You had a chance with the five, then you do it. We the tightest around this bitch, I thought that you knew it. So don't come back to the garage no more. If you do drop IDs when you walk in the door.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
To the point where niggas hate to see you coming. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. Talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you could be me making tracks?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit, I don't wax?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People got a hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leave and tell them war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you make me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking, I guess them whack brews got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then I got out of here, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Hit this nigga come again. Pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Peeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't wanna hear that demo song that you be singing.
about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows, once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn up your
sound.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. What the hell's going on? This King Scratch up in the building. I got my big old gigantic homie Scotty D on the line. What the hell is going on? It's a... Okay?
Hey. Hello?
Yo.
I'm on the line, right?
Yeah, you're on the line, radio, man.
This is Scott Yeezy.
Scott Yeezy. Everywhere.
I want my $50 million from everybody that call me Scott Yeezy. I want to use my name, Yeezy.
Motherfucking confetti and who that at the bottom? That's JoJo True West up in this bitch. What's going on, y'all?
What it do? True West Yeezy. I mean, that dude gave, he said he gave Benny Siegel $50 million. Like, okay. How I know him? I'll make
him $50 million?
Let me change my sweatshirt. I gotta change my sweatshirt.
He gave him $50 million.
Back in like Benny? Two on arm, bag, Gucci suit, Gucci style suit. Before, okay, Philly came out, I was doing stuff bigger. Louis came out, doing bags, you know, I was doing stuff way bigger.
What the hell y'all talking about? I'm lost.
I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to somebody at the restaurant. Bye. I'm going to mute myself.
Oh, yeah. Put yourself a timeout. What the fuck is
yeah,
he talking about?
Time I mute myself, King Square.
That,
when I'm on.
I know, I'm just saying. I was wondering. I thought you was talking
crazy.
To us, nigga. I'm like, nigga, I want my steak rare.
I love you, cut. I love you. Everybody on the chat, but I'm back quiet.
Just put yourself
money.
On time
back,
out.
Back
you good? Just mute yourself.
Yo.
Well,
hey. He said they gave Benny Spiegel $50 million, Kanye.
He ain't gonna get it. He's gonna get $50 million drops.
Boy, you need to quit. Thompson's gonna blow up. I'm trying to give me a billion of them. They ain't wanna give me none.
Cause you don't live in Oklahoma. You don't live in Oklahoma.
They ain't
wanna
give them. I wouldn't give my money for them. I was trying to trade some games for it. Or some hustling. They wouldn't give me that.
Yeah, he ain't giving Beanie Siegel ain't gonna get no $50 million. He waiting on that shit. He might well wait on Jay Z and Dame Dash to kiss like Birdman or Lil Wayne.
What you
see? Scotty over there like he's fly high and it ain't I wish I had some weed like that.
Hey I see. Ooh. Hey, when they gonna get a satellite, man? It's time to go satellite, man. I see the new wave coming. I see a new wave about to come through.
Oh,
you know,
so
the wave. I had to hold it down for us on Monday because Scratch was on me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It ain't enough for them motherfuckers in here. But anyway, go ahead. What would you get ready to say? It's enough for y'all. Go ahead, Jojo. What you waiting on, nigga?
I'm waiting for you.
Go ahead. You said
but,
you had
know,
to hold it down.
Yeah, I had to hold it down for the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? Because he was over there talking about, I'm going to get on you, but I ain't going to do it till next week, till Wednesday. Yeah, okay. Y'all lost. We lost. It's all good. We still going to the Super Bowl at the end of the day.
Right.
The only bowl y'all going to is the cereal bowl, nigga. Y'all going to the cereal bowl.
Hey, Scratch, what's y'all record?
Shit, I don't know.
Clumsy Smurf.
Wait a minute, that better not be. Hey, yeah, I'm glad your ass is on the line too.
Well, you know, man, how you hit me up, man? I ain't even said nothing, Scratch. I just
no,
came to give you a
phone, so you
hey,
didn't say nothing anyway. Cause I just turned you on. Hey,
man, I just
he
came to give you a hug.
He got you already.
Why you messing with me, man? I got $100 for you in my hand, you know. Well, why
all
you
right,
messing
well,
with
shit.
Me, man?
Hey, put it in my account, and I forgive you.
Why are you worried about me? Why I gotta forgive you? I didn't even do nothing, Scratch. You worse than the court.
No, you know what you did wrong? You was a Cowboys fan.
I didn't say nothing, though.
No, hey. What y'all did wrong, none of y'all niggas called in. He was waiting, too. He was locked.
But now you... Now you kind of...
Look, wait a minute. I say none of these motherfuckers called in. Confetti ain't called in. You didn't call in. JoJo was sitting there, and I was going, nah, I'm going to wait till your friends get here.
Oh, well, you know, JoJo told you what it was. What's the San Francisco record, man?
It's three and four.
Hey, Rev Ali. He had a scratch over there crying like Kyle Rittenhouse. Tears wouldn't even come out of his eyes.
Are you fucking serious?
I say
wait till the end of the season and we'll talk. I say week 16, we will talk. Ain't that
Scratch
what I said?
Scratch is an OG, man. You better be careful, man. Scratch will hit you in the head with a cane at the liquor store, man. You better be careful.
Hey, you better cut that out.
Now you making me nervous to go record a song. I'm going to be sitting there. He's going to hit me from behind with a 49er fan.
Mm-hmm.
You see that big-ass 49er I got up in my studio? Cut it out. It might burn your eyes. You see it up there.
Hey, y'all made the trade deadline, didn't you, Scratch? I see y'all got Lil Nas X, one of y'all cheerleaders now.
Hey, shit, as long as he on the sideline, I don't give a fuck.
How he gonna dance pregnant?
Well, I don't know, shit. He better stop taking
it
up
the ass. They might give him maternity leave by the time he had a baby. Goddamn, y'all season to be over with. There ain't gonna be no
quarterback.
Which one of the parents got him pregnant?
If y'all don't...
He pregnant by the GM.
If y'all don't cut that shit out, y'all going to lose because y'all got Jerry Jones as y'all motherfucker owner coach. That's how y'all going to lose. And then Dak is about to get back in. And I told you Dak was going to get fucked up.
That coach
was out. So I bet you he getting ready to get fucked up even worse this time. And I wish nothing on nobody. It's just the law of the land.
I hear that haterism in your voice.
Silencio, quiet.
Y'all
motherfuckers crazy. Hey, check this out, man. You know what? I put a couple of Tupac songs on here that I never played.
You know what? Let's hear it. Don't be playing, because I want to hear something I ain't never heard about Tupac.
All right, this is what we're getting ready to do. We're going to go with three for three. Three new Tupac songs. One of them you guys heard, but you never heard this version of it. All right. So I'm going to let y'all know. So we're going to go three for three with Tupac that y'all never heard before. True West Radio, give us a call. 323-642-1597. Gotta have my turntable right. Hey, I'm gonna put the turntable right next to me so I can scratch some shit. You know what I mean? All right, check this out, man. Tupac, three for three. True West Radio. Ah, here we go. Watch this.
You wonder why they call you bitch. Look here, miss, I ain't your culture game, but you's a money-hungry woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies you do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga paid your ass. If you said you was easy, he's a teaser, sleeping around for what you need. See, it's your thing and you can shake it out your moment. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game. Your man's changed and you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. You're 19 and you played out. And that's okay, I can see you when the stray is a way out. Now keep your mind on your money and roll to school. And let the years pass by, we can show the fool. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you suck. You head for the bathroom, about to get some stuff. You still looking for a way out. Duck a dick, got your legs up, trying to get rich. Now I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And niggas would call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. And the skin's like mini skirt looking for some love. Got your legs wide open like you're sitting at the bar. Bumping to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a leg. Cause what's next? You heading to a car for some sex. I pass by, can't hold back. Tears are flying, Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on the block hate your guts. And then you wonder why they say and they call you sluts. It's like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams. Plus, teeth on the man with a pocket full of money. It's funny when they ask, do you love them? But how long do it last? I love
like a sister, but you need to switch. And they niggas wouldn't call you bitch.
Betcha.
You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch.
Betcha.
You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch.
Betcha.
You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Betcha.
I'm a bitch, I'm a good ass bitch.
Bitch, I'm getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got another trick to meet. Mr. Wonderful got his hands on his thighs. Looking in the eyes, talking trash, like all the other guys. And slipping in his trap like a helpless fly. Didn't even use a rubber, can't help but cry. Already got a baby, and you running. After every nigga with a pocket full of money. In the hotel room thinking hard, what am I doing to come save me, God? But you done played too long in the gutter, and God don't like no unfit mother. You should have raised the kids, or freaking with your trade, now you just turned positive for eight. And I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick, and that's why I called you bitch.
Broken man, no witnesses, don't need the questions of who spoke to man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these trying times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. While all my homies had to die for the yacht to grow. And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer, one love to the thugs and that. See you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn. Feel me. While trying to maintain through the pressure. Hustle trying to make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game. But maintain, cause all things change. Feel me. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no distortion. Cause Ralph, these games, bro, we need more bulls and squats to show. Cause you know what you had to do. It's only victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got to fuck them with the car running, driving at a dead end, blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only hearts torn. My love led us to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause ain't it came, things change, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. My words to my firstborn, yeah, feel.
Father, all the babies that died on the abortion table.
Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live, King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your partner, Federal Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
You've heard the history of how hip-hop started in New York City. The West Coast hip-hop story has never been completely told until now. It's told by me, Scotty D. Spencer, a visionary, pioneer of street promotions, and the creators of the first hip-hop custom sportswear clothing line. We promoted over 1,000 house parties, dances, movies, stage plays, and corporate products. We helped record labels sell over 500 million records. Proof that we wrote the first blueprint on how to do street promotions in the early 80s in Southern California. My disclosure states, if you disagree with anything in this film, based only on my own opinions, don't blame it on my heart. Blame it on the West. This is how the West was won, the film.
Hip-hop. Yeah. Oh,
Lamborghini
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I hear 'em.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. What up? What up? We back in up in the building. If y'all online listening, give us a call. 323-642-1597. Sound like I'm trying to sell a car type of shit. Mr. Harry Ware. Tweety. Scotty D. Probably eating his lobster right now or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Don't go long old somewhere. I don't know if they're bread lobster. I'm in the crab set.
Thank you, Cal Weatherton, and this dog spot.
I didn't say that. I didn't tell you that.
It's a gorilla soldier.
Yeah, you got that $50 million from Kanye, so you can eat lobster.
I'm in the Mighty Crab Shack, man. The Mighty, like Mighty God, Mighty Crab Shack.
You should have got the little package and send me $50. That would have been cool as hell.
But you got to
get the little package and send me $50. You know what I'm saying?
He got you already.
But we can't all talk. So, you should have said you wanted that little funky $20 that I put on top of what I gave you earlier.
And man, I ain't tripping, man. I'm just fucking with you, Gigantor. You know I ain't gonna fuck with Gigantor.
When the players play. Don't stop the players when the players playing. But you playing on me? Like I'm just owing somebody $10 on some... Come on, man. It's all good. I love you,
man, if you don't cut that shit out, Scotty.
Let me stop. I mean, for one thing, I'm in the wrong place. I closed my eyes and woke up like, oh, shit, yeah. Oh, I'm in the wrong place.
I thought you was at a spot where they was cooking it. You in there just buying it raw, right?
No, they're cooking everything. My man G behind the bar. G been here when the place first opened, so he like to manage everything. He touching the ball. He touching the door. He touching the food. He taking kids Scotty D. His friend. Found for him. And we up in here doing
Why are you around all that meat, Scotty?
Whoa. I'm trying to find a house and a home for us to do all
that. Is that why you're around all that meat?
There ain't no meat over here.
See, that's why your Scotty, that's why your arm hurts, Scotty, because you messing with that meat.
There we go.
Not Scotty Yeezy. Scotty Yeezy.
Come on, son. Stop it, man. We trying to find a house for the
your
coast.
Arm going to hurt worse. We
trying to find a house, man.
Now I know why your arm hurts, Scotty. You've been trying to lift shrimp. You've been bench pressing shrimp. That's why your arm hurt.
Bad food, but.
Hey Scotty, you the one that introduced me to this cat.
My son jumped in at the last minute.
Where the fuck you come from? Scotty, you the one that introduced me to this Grandpa Lee cat.
You gonna keep us alive. My bad. I didn't know my son was on the phone tonight. I'm always trying to crash in a bar like I'm bowling like a pro. Nah, my son come in and check all that. Why you over there with them crabs? Pop.
We call them Crips. We don't call them crabs. We call them crips. We call them crips. You know what I'm saying? Because I say something, I got to be like, I got some crip legs over here.
But my homeboy Drill, he work here. Everything good. You know, I'm going to come back here again. Beautiful place. It's about 9,000 square feet of whatever we want to do. You feel me? 9,000 square feet of what we want to do. All I got to do is present what we want to do to the establishment, and it can happen. There ain't nothing going on tonight. You feel me? And we have a celebrity staff of Mike Tyson to whoever. We got them all.
Well, shit, let's move on that shit.
That's why I'm right here. I'm just sitting here letting my brother hear what we doing. He laughing and we having fun. Everything cool. Everything quiet. But it should be loud.
Hey,
it should be loud.
Hey, look. You're driving out of here. You're driving a fly. You're driving a fly. You're driving a fly when you come out here.
I'm gonna have to fly because I got a different rate, a lower rate to fly in a day before.
Shit. I'm about to say, boy, you better give me some of that shit and put on some ice so you can roll out here.
Give you what? Put on ice.
You at the seafood spot? Shit.
I'm at the what?
You said you was at the seafood spot, right?
Oh, man, I ain't just flying in there. I got spots in Lancaster and Palmville. The same way.
No, if you was going to drive, give me some and put it in the ice.
I ain't seen no crib, nothing there, but I can get it right there and bring it to you fresh. I got a nigga right now driving Uber. She'll bring it to you. I said she will bring it to you.
I
got my own Uber service in Lancaster. I got people working for me. I left a car out there, man. Come on, Stat. You think I'm the biggest, silliest dude you ever knew? I'm the smartest dude.
Daddy Yeezy.
I got my friends. I left them with a car, and they're using my car to do Uber, Grubhub, and everything. Because niggas ain't got no car, but they got driver license. I got full coverage on my car, and they're driving it, making money, and sending me mine. That's why I send scratch here. No problem. Anybody else got something to say tonight? We got the
Yeezy in the building.
Or we gonna be on the bottom totem line. Wherever I leave,
oh, Scott,
you got
money
to invest in things. Why are you just gonna jump in and say Scott Z eating meat? Why you gotta come in and bust everybody's bubble? Why you gotta bust the bubble? Cause come in and say, oh, y'all should like try this. Don't say we busting bubbles because we didn't say eat meat. And vegetables that we ain't supposed to be eating like bananas.
He said your arm is hurt because you eat meat.
Don't drink the goat milk because your ass going to just flush. Don't drink the homogenized milk because you're going to just flush out. Come on, man. I love you, girl, but still, I drink that goat milk. I drink that homogenized, that milk that made me flush for like a week. I was scared, man.
Hey, look.
I ain't never boo-boo that much in my life, man.
You have to sit on the toilet to drink that shit. Yeah, sit on the toilet. That shit just run right through you like. Motherfucker knocking on the door, be like, hold on. Diarrhea type of shit.
No, it was so bad.
What kind of milk
that
was?
It was so bad, like that goat milk, and I mixed it with some regular goat, regular cow milk. When I opened the bottle up, it was cream.
Uh-huh.
It was cream at the top.
You got some goat milk?
It's cream, and the man told me it's going to be cream when it rises to the top. I mean, the milk inside of it is so good, it's going to flush.
Hey, you got some goat milk, Scotty?
Can you buy me some goat milk? Hey, man, listen. Listen, you know what goat milk do, right? You put goat milk on your face, nigga. Your face clear up, look pretty as a baby's skin.
I hear you, Rev. But I'm telling you, I need
some goat milk. I need to clear up these last little blemishes on my face, Scotty.
Rev, can you hear me out? I got that milk that when you open the top up, it's like about a half an inch of cream in the top. Real milk. Man, I took that cream off the top. I threw it in a little saucer. I didn't throw it away. And I dug in deep. I want to taste the milk tastes like inside of it. So I threw it in my raisin brand at 9:12 in the morning. At 9:30, nigga, I was shit off that. From 9:30 to 7:30 that night. And let me tell you, next morning, I shit the milk. I put on nothing in my body. Everything I had in my body 24 hours before that, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
It was pebble boo-boo. It was hard boo-boo. It was silky wilky boo-boo. But it was boo-boo until it was clear for like about 12 hours of shit.
Long.
I was like, oh my God. And look, I left it in the refrigerator, and little kid almost probably got to it.
I had to put the boo-boo in a goddamn bowl or something?
Nigga, they was almost going to grab that shit and take it. Nobody is supposed to go through that. And my
homie told me,
you drink this stuff, it's going to happen like this. But after that, it's not going to happen again. So it's going to happen one time, and the rest of the time, it'll be soothing to the stomach.
Bro, hold on. I'm trying to figure all this out. So when you was doing all that shit, you was saving it?
No. The man at the store told me once I get it and buy it and drink it, I'm going to go through a laxative situation, which is what I told you about. For a whole 12 hours. He didn't say how long it was going to be. He didn't say how short it was going to be. But he told me I was going to go through that. I went through that. I don't want my grandkids to go through that because it's going to weak. They go to school, be in first period, all of a sudden they get a bubbly, boom, all of a sudden they get in your pamper. You're going to need a pamper for this stuff. Because our bodies are not used to raw milk. We got homogenized.
That's what I want.
In the 70s. You got homogenized in the 70s. Larry got homogenized in the 70s. In the 70s. Everybody on the radio station got homogenized in the 70s. We were not supposed to go with the homogenized. We were supposed to go with the raw. And we didn't do it.
Yeah, that's unpasteurized milk.
I'm not trying to shit for 12 hours like that.
No, it don't matter.
I want some that unpasteurized milk.
That's the thing. Y'all didn't hear me. I said 12 hours. You're going to go through it. After that, after you flush your system, you're good. It's going to be a every morning. From 6 to 8 o'clock, you're going to use the bathroom. Like you're supposed to.
How long does it take you? It's a 2-hour special or something?
No, bro. It's like a 4-hour special, man. It's 12 hours. No special. It's 12 hours straight. Hard to paint.
He needed a 2-hour special.
Hard on the freaking paint. You're going to be hard to paint with this one.
Mm-hmm. At least he can't stay in 12 hours.
No, hard to paint.
I mean,
12 hours hard to paint. Like, why am I bubbly like this? Shit, bubbly. This is real bubbly. And you're going to be trying to record yourself bubbly in your stomach. No.
That's how it is. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I just drank my piss, man. I ain't going to go through all that when I drank my piss.
Good. If the studio was in the house, it'd probably be good. But, nigga, I can't be running across that driveway and somebody in the bathroom while I'm trying to get up in that.
Right. The thing is, I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing before I did it because I knew I had a bathroom. I knew if I didn't have a bathroom, I know what hotel I can go to around the corner. I know I can go to Pilot around the corner of my house and blow it up. You can too. I peeped your whole section where you at because I know what I do. So I peeped everywhere you at. Go to Pilot or Love. Be good. But you got to flush your system at least once a month. Or...
I like it.
Anyway, I got nothing to say. I have nothing else to say.
I'm just saying, I would do that shit because, I mean, you know, you drink a couple of cups of coffee anyway. The motherfucker, that shit can right do
man,
the same
coffee
thing.
Coffee is cool when you walk, because you drink a couple of cups of coffee and walk around the corner and your bowels are going to flush. That's real. That's how I go because that's how I go. But if you really want to flush, put some goat milk with that junk. Like I just had. Ooh, I'm talking about you're going to be flushing for about 12 hours, boy. Hey, chicken, man. I'm talking about it flushed me so good. I was like,
how much you got
right now? I'm at a bar drinking alcohol trying to go to the other level.
I'm at the bar drinking alcohol.
Remember, I'm drinking Long Island iced tea. I ain't drinking no regulars. I'm drinking real Long Island.
Hey, how much goat milk do you have to drink?
Again, I'm done. I'm done.
Hey, he said how much goat milk
time,
you
dude.
Gotta drink.
No, I spilled my drink like two times in the bar.
Let's goat milk, man.
It's time for him to go. He's not the great guy. No, I'm not the guy. Who's on him? Wait, what?
Listen, Scotty go on there and say, yeah, let me have a goat milk martini.
A goat milk martini. You mean a goat milk booty teeny.
Yeah, a goat milk martini.
Mm-hmm.
A goat milk martini.
We don't serve that stuff here, you gentlemen of leisure on the West Coast radio show. They don't serve that stuff either.
They'd be like, wait a minute, hold on. They'd be like, hey, let me go and talk to the manager. We got goat milk.
The manager right here, he don't have no goat milk.
Nigga, go on the back in the corner by the goddamn...
The
regular milk, nigga, it's in the cut, nigga.
A Russian creamer. That's all he got. A Russian creamer. You want me to drink that?
You know the Russian creamer is the same thing as goat milk.
No, that's what I can say. That's going to make you run.
Don't do the Russian creamer. Radio.
I got stuff to do. Y'all scrubbing.
Yeah, that's called Shama. You don't want to drink that Shama.
That's all. You want water?
Oh my God. Y'all crazy as hell. Let me see. Man, I'm going to jump into a couple of more songs, man. Ooh, excuse me. And we'll be right back. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. I'm starting to get your hiccups around this motherfucker. Man, give us a call, man. We in
Everlasting goat milk.
I think you are. That's the most, dude.
Wait, hold on.
Now I got to get 86
up in here.
Man,
that's everlasting goat milk.
Man, we'll get some goat milk with my
Timorose. We in the building.
So, you know what I'm saying? We in this bitch, man. WHY, man. You know, it is what it is, man. I keep telling these niggas, man, I'm trying to shoot to the moon around this motherfucker. Talk to him. They told me they love me, they hate me. I can give a fuck, they bugging. I'm trying to shoot to the moon. All you gotta do is trust.
All
you pussies wanna do is talk about a nigga behind his back.
Behind
I had to separate the real from fake. I had to find the rat.
Now tell me the truth if you don't really fuck with me, nigga can deal with that.
I can deal with that.
I had to set a couple traps, guaranteed it'll find a pack. I'm running with UVA this shit. Always in the summit, close range. Run me my money, motherfucker. I can really give a fuck about fame.
That's out. I know if we did it, we win it. I ain't taking nothing back.
I bet.
If I said it,
I did it.
Guaranteed, that's a fact.
I'm hopping out the 300. Give a fuck if that bitch
knows.
Ask what I did with my money. I put it in me if you didn't know. Yeah, I'm on all of you niggas. Yeah, I'm on all of you hoes. Remember when I was just broke?
You
used to talk about me cold. Now I'm chopping out the drop top. Got bitches cause they know I'm the answer. Used to being in the backseat. Now that nigga the motherfucking driver.
My vision was winning, hated being broke. So I had to fix it, people said he loved me. But I didn't believe him, all I see is envy. I moved out the city, proved that I'm wrong, you got that. 3 years in the pen, I did that. Had to pray for my sin, it's all facts. Got to start from the end and retract. Niggas know what it is, they lying. I'm the best in this bitch, no trying.
Don't
see me up, now that I'm up, don't know how to sit, define.
But now I'm on all of you niggas and hoes. Straight to the top, you know that I drove. I ain't going back, cause I'm in control. Niggas out there, get put in a hole. Yeah, I'm on all of you niggas, yeah, I'm on all of you hoes. Remember when I was just broke, you talk about me cold.
They cold.
Now I'm jumping out the drop top. Got a bitch cause they know I'm the answer. Used to being in the backseat. Now that nigga the motherfucking driver.
Not bad manners.
I love it.
Beer.
I am
click a party. My neck bone connected to my funk bone. Get the hot sauce, sugar, I'm home. If my funk bone connected to my money bone, banging with the neck bones, baby, I'm gone. How you like that? We funk, we funk, we funk, everybody bone funk. Catch a bunny rabbit, cut her tail off. So baby, don't spit, don't hark, don't coke. Peter Papa picked up him and turned him into me. I inject fools, infect fools
with these molecules.
Stay dry. Exit out the door, I bust a pimp funk flow, then I hit a I got my itch straight, I'm busting verbals. Slide to the curb and slang y'all some herbals. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic penthouse party. If a player's on my funk flow, pancake my low low, smack dab on his afro. Then bust him in the head with the pop gun. I'm game banging, baby, Baba, when I'm on one. YG's past week, I'm surrounded. Buzz the Baba Daba Zaba, all up on the Baba Saba. Put your hands up, even if you're high. I got your baby mama saying, girl, ain't fly. Tear the roof off the mother sucker, baby. I spit sinister, full prime minister. One nation up underneath the pimp roof, motor booty basement, the bass so cool. It's a real type of thing going down, and a whole lot of funky ass rhythm going around. I'm like a busted radiator, I'm smoking. Graduated funk school, sipping on pimp juice. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, liquor party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, liquor party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, look a party.
I said I'm all in and see you got
a new shell. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I said I'm all in and see you got a new shell.
I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I said I'm all in and see you got a new shell.
I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I said I'm all in and see you got a new shell.
I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
Like, oh yeah.
We go peace on
your life.
You can never
stay
cycle. We go
peace
on your life. You can never stay me.
Take your way like hell, baby.
You can never stay me, baby.
psycho. We go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho. We go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho. We go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho. We go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho. We go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho.
You can never fade me, baby. Yeah, they call me Sunny, get money. When it's rainy or sunny, I'm gonna patch your feet on the concrete. You better come back with my coupons. My snaps, my dinero, my cheddar, my chips, my Pringles. I need my steady eye, you see. Under double, underlay, hip hip.
Been a long road to try to bubble, but still a struggle to try to make it in this rap game. That be my hustle and I die trying. Still inside, I'm still crying. Thinking back on what they told me, the motherfuckers was lying like TNT. You nice, you got the skills to blow, but them niggas are straight hating, you feel me? Really though, I done seen it all, done it all for many years. I done poured out a little liquor for Tupac and Big. Rest in peace to two pioneers of rap. So let's all bow our heads and give them a soul clap. I respect the game as well as my microphone. I done traveled the world, but the West is still my home. I never forget where I come from, cause I know where I'm going. I done a lot of wrong, but dog, I'm still growing. That's why I wrote this song, just to dedicate it to y'all, to keep a level head and hope that I won't fall. You know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S, cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Listen close while I spit it to those still in denial. I hope that someone day could be as popular as the Bible. The industry is on trial and the Lord is walking with me. With the strength of Moses up on him just like the Red Sea. So I can see right through, separate the real from the phony. Might not know my name now, but when I'm done, I bet you know me. When I'm going triple platinum, debuting in number one, selling out arenas, rocking shows in Argentina, staying hungry. Keep the focus to keep climbing, just to burn away those clouds that try to stop me from shining. BET Soul Train, any music awards, I got the hottest shit out on front page of the source. Yeah, before you have a dream, first you gotta see it. Then when you see it, you execute it and be it. Stay as humble as you can, as well as true to your soul. And remember, you never make it without God's help. You know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. My mama always told me one day I have a surprise. So I looked into the sky, looked and analyzed the whole game for what it's worth. I know the turf, you know hip-hop originated in the NY first, but that don't mean we can't all vibe and make it happen. Showing love to the game and respect styles of rapping from the east to the west, up north to the dirty, dirty. Just keep it hot in here when we roll out, you heard me. Parking lot pimping, showing love, nobody tripping. Ain't nothing but a G-thing, gangs ain't step tripping, but niggas are simping, cause they wanna know what it does. My name ain't LL, but you know my name is Love. So what do you like? Cause I love hip-hop for life. Been married to the game since birth, we've been tight. Yeah, that's right, one of the illest in the game. I show love to every coast, but the West is forever, man, you know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S.
Welcome to California. Oh, no, it ain't no glamour and lights here, baby. This is straight underground. You know what I'm saying? The land of the Crips and Blood. The S.A. All the way from the Diego to the Bay. From Venice all the way up to Palm Springs. We do the goddamn thing. So you know what? When you come out to California, you better watch yourself because you might not go home.
California!
Go state, no doubt. If you trip a fight, you stick, you get a gun in your mouth. Carjack, bang, don't wrap up in the twist. Let you know, California ain't all good shit. Sunshine, blue sky, though it's a swoop, take spooky. From Diego to the Bay, niggas quick to do you. Bad hoes, good blood, it's the land of the thugs. Niggas down, keeping it real, get nothing but love. California, the motherland of Crips and Blood. Big cars, big house, big ass, big drugs. Wild West, West Coast, we be turning it out. Up north, through Central, all the way down south. Fifth state, you can even say the land of the great. No small time shit, we moving big time weight. From state to state, niggas wonder how we do it. Cali niggas stay true to it.
And you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood. My girl Sweet.
Yeah, my nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the
the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that soft.
None of that Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master. Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired of them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. What the hell's going on, man? King Scratch, we back in the building on the West Coast Wednesday with all my loved ones. Let's see. Who do I love? We got Mr. E up in here. Sweet B. We got JoJo Logo. We got Rev Ali with his motherfucking crazy ass. We also got Confetti Gorilla Soldier.
Right. You
Gorilla Soldier, man. My bad, man. Ever since your mom's here, that always comes to me.
We got
86. 86 ain't been saying shit for like days.
Man,
86,
here,
say something,
y'all.
Damn it.
I'm here. I'm in the flesh.
I know, but you ain't said nothing in days. You be in there, but you don't say nothing.
But don't forget that other dude, Scratch, that don't be saying nothing. Don't forget him. What's his name? That's what his name is. Scratch Francisco.
I found that hilarious as fuck. That was the wackest shit I ever heard in my life.
You said it wacky. It was wacky because you didn't say it.
Hey, Sweet B, back me up, man. You see what these cats is doing to me?
Man, look, I was just about to ask y'all a question. Dude.
What?
Look, when you fuck up in football, do you get some hits first? Like in basketball, because listen, the Texans, who they named after me, I'm a Texan, I'm from Texas, They should have named them something else. They had the worst motherfucking season of they organization. I told y'all that.
You should have been a Cowboys
so
fan. That's why.
Did you get the pick first?
Wait a minute, I got another one of my homies. He said he was getting ready. Oh, hold on, let me see if he gonna jump in here real quick. I don't know. Nigga, no web, what's happening, man? You there? Are you working out? He probably working out. He said he was gonna listen to us while he working out. You know what I'm saying? Probably a buff, one of them buff cats. But this cat right here, he do that. He got the talk box. He be doing that talk box. I'm about to make the bombing song in America. But he still working out.
You heard of him zapping Roger now?
Man, he got that shit out because I was doing another radio show last night. That was on my boy show, DJ Sean. And he was doing that shit live. I was like, that shit is bomb.
Yeah, I got that talk box right here.
But you can't do it. You can't work it.
Oh, yeah, I can. Yeah, Mr. Talk Box, that's my homeboy, the one that did the 24 Magic, 24K
yeah.
Magic. Him and a cat named Lloyd Pop taught me how to do it. Yeah, he told me.
I tried that shit. That shit was not working for me. But this cat is cold.
He's like a mini Roger
around this motherfucker.
Yeah, get you a saw wave with no effect.
You gotta be a Cowboy fan for it to work for you.
And you got to have the right glide on, put the keyboard on mono, and do the right glide for it. And then when you do mono, don't do, polyphony, just do mono.
Stereo, just
mono
do it on mono.
Mono with a glide rate of, I think it's like 3 to 7 or something like that. Portamento is like 3, and then glide is like 7. So when you do your notes, it'll smooth over.
I got rid of my shit, nigga. We made one of the motherfuckers when we was younger, nigga. Them niggas, that shit was working, nigga. We built the box and put the holes in there and everything.
You didn't see me post on Facebook yesterday? I posted it. I think yesterday, posted it the night before. I posted I'm gonna get on the talk box and do my Roger and Zap. Yeah, I got it, but it's so damn loud, man. You know,
that's
something
going
loud
as hell. It's going to be whack as fuck. Cowboy fans can't rap. They can't sing. They can't do nothing.
Man, why you getting that up, man?
I just tolerate y'all whack ass.
That's a lot.
What you mean we can't rap? You know, that's all right.
And you know what?
Look, whatever I do for y'all Cowboy fans, I'm making y'all sound better.
Hey, that's why we gonna get them platinum beats and go platinum on your beats, 49 beats.
I'm giving y'all white beats forever.
Nah, we jamming over here.
Hey, that's
why
they
jamming
over
forever.
Every time we drop that Pac style platinum hit, don't be mad at us now.
Yeah,
don't be mad. I'm gonna be platinum with y'all, but goddamn it, I'm getting ready to get y'all.
Yeah, you're right. But you know,
y'all
this
need
idea
beat.
That it's
hey, give me the money. I'm about to make y'all beat right now.
You're right, but this idea that it took a Cowboy fan to get that new platinum again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of Cowboy fans,
you know what I'm gonna do to Scratch? When he give me a beat, I'm gonna blow up, right? And then when I shoot the video, I'm gonna make sure I shoot part of the video at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
right.
With his beat.
Man, we just gotta shoot that video at the Super Bowl.
I gave Rev the discount on his first beat, the one he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get you rich
so you can be a Cowboy fan.
If I'm rich, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, if I'm rich, I'll put on a Cowboy jersey.
No, you ain't. You ain't going to put on a Cowboy jersey.
Hell no, that's
he came on.
You know
we
what?
We got him to come on over. We're on the power with him. He came on over.
Like Billy Look,
if
said,
I put on a cowboy jersey, if I put on a cowboy jersey, that shit just gonna melt off my skin anyway.
Hey, now he done came over, y'all. He done came over. Look, after they
ain't
three
no
and four,
way, motherfucker, you crazy?
Three, three and four. He just he came over. We got one, y'all. We got one.
He putting on the cowboy jersey to go to the liquor store, but he don't know we got cameras on all the buildings. He can roll the tape back now.
We got one, y'all. We can do it again.
We know you see. We know you be walking around the studio with a cowboy jersey.
Man,
yeah,
man,
right.
You know what?
I
if y'all don't shut the fuck up with that bullshit, because y'all motherfuckers, watch what's getting ready to happen. You gon' think just as soon as they start climbing, they fall and they hit the ground hard.
Hey, we just got
y'all
didn't
climb. Y'all just
wait a minute,
down the
didn't
slide.
I tell you Dak was gonna get fucked up? Didn't I tell
we just
y'all
got one more, y'all.
Wait a minute, hold on. Didn't I tell y'all Dak was gonna get fucked up? Dak got fucked up, did he? Yes, he did. Dak is gonna get fucked up again.
Hey, and we just got to break one more. We break Sweet Pea, y'all.
Wait,
we
wait
took over the show.
How many of y'all really want that? Wait a minute. This is one of the problems I got. How many of y'all are
broke
really
the king
from Dallas? How many of y'all really from Dallas?
Nigga, you ain't from San Francisco, so what you mean?
Nigga, it's California,
right.
My nigga.
Yeah, no, it matter.
In Southern California, it's a difference.
It's California.
Yeah,
like
let me tell you something.
They from California. They from L.A. I love the Lakers. They from L.A. Now, y'all,
okay,
how many Lakers fans are Cowboy fans?
You like the Dodgers?
How many Lakers fans are Cowboy fans?
Do you like the Dodgers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but they're not from L.A. They from Brooklyn. So come on now. There it is.
Right. Fuck up, nigga. Them motherfuckers ain't been in Brooklyn since the 50s. You on some term.
Okay, but we trying to figure out.
It don't matter. They not really from California, so therefore, at the end of the day,
we just
got to
break Sweet Pea. We done broke the team.
What that got to do with anything? This is what I'm talking about. What that got to do with anything?
You put that jersey on. We done broke.
What that got to do with anything?
I'm from Dallas.
All of y'all ain't from nowhere near Dallas.
I live in Dallas.
Cowboys,
I grew up in Texas.
And
I'm from
California.
You ain't nowhere near Dallas. Come on,
ain't
bro.
From there.
Hey,
what you mean,
Scott? Hey,
I'm
from here now. I'm from here now.
Sweet Pea is
and
my sister, man. She said
nowhere near Dallas.
Sweet Pea is in Houston.
I grew up in Houston, too, though. I grew up in Houston.
Yeah,
I started school in Houston.
But you know what?
I started school in
Houston. You started being a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Hey, I moved to Houston when I was 1 year old, bro.
Because you jumped on the bandwagon.
Huh? I've been a Cowboy fan.
I've been a Cowboy fan since a youngin. It was either Cowboys or Rams. I went with the Cowboys, so I was crippin'.
You jumped on. Ooh, shit. That's a good-ass week. But y'all bandwagon jumpers. That's what y'all.
Man, you the one bandwagon jumping. We broke you. We went by Sweet Pea now. You done.
Hey, at least we going for a team that sell drugs and do all type of shit. You going for a team that wear pom poms, nigga, and twirl around.
Who said and twirl around?
They
oh
should be playing lingerie
hey,
football.
Scratch, hey, you know what's crazy?
Jerry Jones is the biggest pimp in the business. He's sitting up there like, yeah, go on and get Troy Aikman some ass. You know, you give him some ass, you could throw the ball better. So that got
that's
that
why Jerry Rice was running so
guy.
Fast
because
he was scared that his booty was going to get taken.
Hey, check this out. Go on, let Troy Aikman, you know, you get up in Dak's ass, you're going to be able to throw better. I'm just saying, you just need a little semen up in your little rectum.
Where y'all going with this, man? You didn't already say you're going to come over and put a jersey on once we all get platinum hits on your record. So we only worry about sweet tea.
I ain't
right
never
now.
Said that. You got me fucked up like 13 times.
Hey, let's rewind this radio show. We going to replay this radio show.
We just go back and listen.
I'm going to take you to the screw shop and slow it down, partner. I'm going to tell you the only way I will have a half a Cowboy jersey on
if my nephew get dropped into the NFL because he played for Washington.
Right. You know why the purpose? You know what?
To Dallas, I will be at this game with a half a 49er and a half a Dallas shirt on.
Hey, hey, figure that, man. If you listen to school music, man, you notice one thing.
They go jump a half that ain't Cowboys, and the other half okay.
We gonna slow and chop that shit you said on the radio show, and buddy, I'ma put that jersey on. I'ma put that jersey on.
Man,
you broke King Scratch. Sweet Pete, what you gonna do, CP? Sweet Pete, come on, CP.
Man, I wonder why. Wait a minute, what did I say?
We're not even hearing you right now, we're gonna talk about this in week 16.
Week 16, we can talk about whatever y'all want to right now.
You a Cowboy fan. Ain't no turning
smoke,
back no more.
Man. No, this puppy smoke, man. That means nothing to me, man.
Sweet Pete, what you going to do, Sweet Pete?
Vote for the 49.
I don't know what.
I ain't doing that. But I ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Sweet Pete might go and be a 49er fan. We can understand. You go over there, but, hey, you might well come over here. The whole True West is Cowboys. He might well come on and join in.
He said Sweet Pete, a 49er fan.
As long as I was born and raised in Houston,
Cowboys fan is your second team to be the 49ers.
Check this out, Sweet Pete.
Maybe we'll play this nigga track. He'll shut up.
But you can go over there with John Montana.
Ain't nobody named John Montana. Get the fuck out of here.
I just changed his name. From Joe to John.
Well, see, you got all that 49er gear. You might as well release it to me since you don't like them like that.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said, you know, they ain't going to win nothing.
Yep, they're going to send me that jacket. We'll be good.
Yeah, you know, Pat said his birthday on Christmas, you know what I'm saying, since he don't like you, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm sorry, man. You're right, my birthday's on Christmas, man. I only got a couple of months, I mean a month, not even a whole month of change. Hold on, let me see. Mr. Lowe, you in there, man?
You still working out?
I'm in here, baby.
What up, man? That's Mr. Nowhere right there. You know what I'm saying? That's the cat with the talk box that I was telling y'all about.
All right.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, man, we enjoying the night, man. We cooling over here with Scratch and the 49ers.
Hey, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. But I don't like the Saints, nor do I like the Cowboys. I'm a 49ers fan, so y'all got to chill out, baby.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking
about.
You
got to go back to working out there. Put yourself back on mute.
I'm a 49ers fan, baby. Hey, check this out. Even though Dallas Cowboys quarterback is from right next door in North Louisiana, right down the street from me, I can't. That's the only thing I like about it, but I hope he lose every week.
Oh, man.
I did not know you were from Louisiana. Hey, look, you know North Louisiana is supposed to be Cowboy fans. Hey, and the only reason I say North Louisiana is because
when I tell people from Louisiana, they say New Orleans. That's South. We different from
what part of Louisiana are you from?
We ain't the same thing.
What part of Louisiana are you from?
My papa, they called it the sin lot where my grandpa man was at.
Okay.
I'm from
North Louisiana. It's a small city called Jonesboro. It's right by the historically black school, Grambling State University.
Beulah Lake up in there. That's where my grandpa
is. Pineville is kind of south. It's by Alexandria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on 10.
Hey,
well,
no,
I grew up between.
No,
well,
check this out.
I was
what's
born
up,
on 10.
What's
grew
up,
up
what's
10.
Up,
you said rain.
Hey, that's confetti. Wait, let me give you the whole. Man, we got confetti. He from Louisiana, but he a Cowboys fan.
I had a problem with the Cowboy fans. It's just the fact that they just talk too much, just like the Saints fans.
You know what? It ain't like I don't like the Cowboys. I don't like they fans.
The fans just delusional. They lose every year, and their excuse is, we gonna win next year. Well, eventually, if you keep saying next year in 2050, you're going to win.
We going to be dead as fuck. Cowboys
The only thing about the Cowboy fans who just like the Saints fans, I talk about them too, is because the Saints fan got one Super Bowl, and I'm a 49ers fan, and we have lost more Super Bowls than they ever won.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You talk fast, man. You sound like you know how to pop lock or something.
That's what we about to do. Oh, you done made it to the house. I'm glad you could, man, play that shit.
Sound real tight, man. I like that, man. The only thing advice I give you is just don't say San Francisco in that talk box.
Oh
no.
I know we get ready to make a Bob song now because
somebody.
I mean, I didn't know you was a San Francisco fan. That's what's up.
Oh yeah, I've been a San Francisco fan. See, cause Jerry Rice is from Mississippi. I'm Louisiana. He ranked next door, and he went to Mississippi Valley State, which is in Mississippi. So when he went to the 49ers, you know, they gave him a hard time because he was from a black school. So ever since they won since 1998, because in 1997, I was a Washington fan because the black quarterback that won the Super Bowl, Doug Williams, with the Grambling. So by default, I had to go for him because Grambling right next door. So after they won the Super Bowl in 87, Jerry Rice and the 49ers started beating everybody's tail 88, 89, and they started killing it. So I became a 49ers fan.
Hey, no, I'm going to tell you something. You know what was funny that year when Doug Williams when he won the Super Bowl, he was playing against who?
He was playing against the Denver Broncos. John Elway.
Denver Broncos. But look, though, check this out. Do you know that they had already put John Elway on the Wheaties box?
On the Wheaties box. They put him on the Wheaties box already.
And then the motherfucker lost.
He lost 42-10. Now, watch this. After it was over, they had to reshoot the Wheaties box, and they wouldn't put Doug's face on it. They put him,
they
his number, and the
Doug's
whole team. They wouldn't put his face on it.
Look, you know what? It was only about 25 Wheaties boxes with Doug Williams on it.
They wouldn't mean it.
But if you can find a Doug Williams Wheaties box, you will be the richest man in America.
I wish I had one, brother.
I wish I had one, too.
Me being a barber in Louisiana, it's right next door to Grambling. So when he came back to his college in Grambling and started being the head coach, I was his barber. So I actually got a lot of memorabilia. Like when he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I got it, and he signed a couple of them. I got a couple of jerseys when he played the Redskins. And at Tampa Bay, he signed a couple of them. So I got that part of him because I was his barber when he was at Graham, when he coached, head coach Graham.
Hey, look, I want to tell you some wild shit. You know my pop's name? John Riggins.
Oh, wow, that's a running back.
Nope, not that one.
He's running back for the Washington Redskins, wasn't he?
Not my pop, but everybody, they used to call the house and they be like, can I ask you a question? Is your father, is that John Regan brother?
No, I'm saying, John Regan was a white dude, but your daddy's got the same name.
Yeah, they got the same name.
Yeah, so they thought he was that guy.
Yeah, they used to be nice as fuck when they called.
I'm sure they did.
And only one person asked. They were like, I just want to ask you a question. Is John Regan, you know, from the Washington Redskins? I was like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Somebody on here made mention, y'all was talking about it, I was listening, they was talking about the guy that did the 24 karat with Bruno Mars, Mr. Talkbox. That's a cool dude.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm talking about. Him and Lloyd Pop taught me how to do that talk box with the, what you call it, the mono. Told me to put the keyboard in mono and the glide rate and the portamento and all that stuff. I learned how to do it.
Yeah, we'll talk on social media. We'll talk on Facebook. We'll talk on YouTube sometimes, he and I. He's a cool dude. I don't have no problem with him. We didn't like each other at first, but we cool now. Yeah.
But that shit was, it seemed like it was, that's probably what I didn't know, how to set the whole thing up, because we actually made a box. Me and Johnny J and this dude named Bartek.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the top engineers back in the day. We made one, and this one motherfucker knew how to make that shit work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like, I know keys, but when I'm talking, it's like.
It's not easy, brother. I don't care what nobody tell you. It ain't easy.
Nah, it ain't easy. I tried that shit.
That's why a lot of artists of the day, they're not going to like this. That's why a lot of artists of the day prefer to do auto-tune versus TalkBox, because auto-tune, your computer is doing everything. TalkBox is you. It's more manual.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. So,
but it looked better, though. The TalkBox looked better and sound better.
Oh, you can get women that way.
When you're doing a video.
When you're doing a video and somebody just said you can get women that way. Roger and Zapp back in the 80s, when they do interviews, they ask them, they always would say to the men it's called a talk box, and to the women it's called sex machine, because they got a whole lot of sex off playing a talk box.
Right. Yeah, I had a girl come over, I did that Roger and Zapp, and she like, oh, I love that. I'm like, love that or you love me? Yeah, that talk box. I got mine right here, man. I just pulled it out the other night, man.
What talk box you have?
I got the Banshee 2, Rocktron.
Oh, it's black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the MXR 222. And
okay.
My keyboard is the Yamaha
DX100.
Yeah, mine is Yamaha DX100. It's the same one as Zapp and Roger used to make their hits in the 80s. That's the one they used to use.
DX7?
No,
he used the DX7 too. He used the DX7, but when he did California Love and More Bounce to the Ounce and Computer Love, he did it off the DX100.
Yeah, and then he switched over to that Move.
Get a mini Move.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh. You know, but you know, all your equipment is San Francisco plated.
Oh, you a hater? I sound like a hater now. Sound like a hater. I like a hater. I tell you what though.
Hey, but look though. Hey, watch what we get ready to do. I bet you we get ready to make a song and get ready to make everybody here fall off.
And they ain't have no choice but to look.
How about the color make a song about the Cowboys? Can you start making me a beat?
No, you ain't gonna have no head, so you can't even put a helmet or a hat on. So it's all good.
You know what? I tell the Saints fans and the Cowboys fans, they will just go to a Super Bowl, even if you lose. just go. They can't even go.
They don't even show up in the stands. Buddha
they
Ali
can't even go to a Super Bowl.
TV is in the building. What up, Buddha?
They talk. Hey, Scratch. They talk about the San Francisco 49ers. We went in 2013 and we went in 2020. We lost, but they can't even go to lose. The Saints and the Cowboys can't even go to lose.
Y'all can't even go to lose.
49ers can't even buy a win.
Hey, at least we went to the dance. Y'all motherfuckers sitting out there going, damn.
Y'all can't. Y'all ain't been since 1996. That's 25 years.
So what? Y'all ain't been there either that many times.
Yeah, we went. Hold on, that's not true. We went there in 2013 and 2020. Don't do that.
You ain't win. You didn't win.
But did you go? Did you go? You was on that. How you gonna hate on the outside of the football?
All y'all did is go dance and didn't alert and found out y'all couldn't do the cha-cha.
Hold on. How you gonna hate on the man in the house with the woman you in the yard?
Yeah, in the yard. Oh man, look, I'm out here picking on the trees, peeing on the apples.
But we on the inside though.
You're on the outside. You think you on the inside? You ain't on the inside.
You outside the house looking at the door, going, damn, I wish I could go in that house.
What they doing in there? He looking through the window.
Y'all ain't doing nothing in there. Y'all losing inside the house.
Hold on. But you can't even get in there to do nothing at all.
You can't even get in there to think about
getting paid.
Oh, man, if you don't get the hell out of here with that
Cowboy fans and Saints fans, just go to the Super Bowl. All them Cowboy fans be talking about, well, at least you lost. Hey, DJ Scratch and everybody else who listen all over the world, if the Cowboy fans and the Saints fans would have won, went and lost, you would have thought they would have won. Well, at least we went. That's what they would have been saying.
At least we win, huh?
No,
you know what I'm saying.
The Cowboys fans ain't been.
In 25 years.
They ain't been since the championships. The Cowboys won five championships.
Five championships.
San Francisco got five. Cowboys got five.
Hold on. Y'all acting like y'all won last year.
We did.
We went and lost.
Y'all ain't won nothing.
Y'all ain't went to nothing.
We only lose in the eyes of other football team players. I'm gonna tell you, we win every year though.
We would have won that Super Bowl. If they would have called that motherfucking when Richard Sherman was holding up Crabtree goddamn jersey.
They ain't called it though, so they ain't called it. We would have won that year.
They would have won that week. If you ain't playing, it's they.
But if your team go, it's us.
Yeah, because, you know, y'all whack, so you know what I'm saying?
I don't cry over folks if my team lose. I don't get mad. Because
you ain't never went to a Super Bowl. You ain't been to a Super Bowl to lose in 25 years.
25 years.
It's okay.
Even if you do go, you know what everybody's going to say? It's a lifetime.
My son is 35 years old. So y'all haven't been 10 years after his, man, y'all have, in 25 years y'all haven't been.
Scratch, you need to cut it out. You was not talking about your homeboy came with the talk box today.
Oh, God.
Now you talk about 25 years.
Hey, they kids, hey, the Cowboy fans, they kids ain't never seen them even play in the Super Bowl. Not even to lose. They ain't never seen them play.
My grandkids seen the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Right, hey, they 49ers not going to win another Super Bowl until King Tut come back to California.
When is the Cowboys going to win? When is the Saints going to win?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Everybody who was in y'all Super Bowl years retired.
They gone. Half of them dead.
Everybody. Your last Super Bowl, all y'all Super Bowl team is retired. Then y'all giving all the hope to Dak Prescott and fucking Ezekiel Elliott with his
They got blew out by a team 5-4 by 24 points.
Right. The goddamn Broncos.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
We're going to go to the Super Bowl. Y'all gonna watch
it's not
it,
okay?
Okay. Get your tickets ready, okay? Get your tickets ready.
Everybody gets tickets in the NFL. Everybody gets Super Bowl tickets. Everybody gets tickets.
This is what's getting ready to happen. If the 49ers play the motherfucking Dallas Cowboys, then we can have a real beef.
Well, they don't play them this year, though.
We're
going to
whoop y'all
ass
so bad, y'all
going to
cry all
the
way.
We don't play down this year. Y'all play the Saints this year in December.
Oh, man.
And we're going to
step a mud hole in the same
town. That's going to be y'all Super Bowl, ain't it?
Man.
We're going to New Orleans dance on that ass. Hey, you go to New Orleans. We don't play down here.
Hey, look,
might not make it out.
Check this out, bro. This is what I go through. Damn near every week.
I'm with you,
Dallas Cowboy fan. And the wackest of the motherfucking fan ain't even saying nothing.
And they ain't been to Dallas. They ain't never been to Dallas in their life.
I've been to Dallas.
Where, when?
Well, I know Confetti stay in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? He's from New Orleans.
Oh, Lord. So when the Saints won the Super Bowl, all them Cowboy fans switched over for that year.
They went and put on all the New Orleans. They lived in New Orleans. They was out there partying with
King Scratch. Yeah. I've been living in Louisiana. I'm 48. I've been living in Louisiana 48 years and 9 months. I was in my mama's belly. I've been living in Louisiana. And I ain't never seen that many Saints fans in 2009 when they won a Super Bowl ever in my life.
No, you probably ain't. But you sound like you're 68, though.
Well, that's okay. I look like I'm 28.
Hey, look, I remember back in the days when the Saints was playing, they used to call them the Aints, and the motherfuckers used to put the paper bags
paper
over their face.
Yeah. And they going to act like, I'll be like, man, you ain't no, let me tell you, Saints fans and Cowboy fans, they do switcheroos. Depending on who good, they do switcheroos. If the Saints good, the Cowboy fans will go for the Saints. If the Cowboy fans are good, the Saints fans will go for the Cowboys because they so close together. That's what they do.
Negative.
That's what all these cats on this line is all about. All of them is switcheroo. They ain't gonna let us know, especially on True West Radio. They ain't getting ready to be like, hey man, you know, when they on they lonely and shit, then you probably if I had a camera in all their house, they'd take that cowboy gear off and put on they 49ers gear.
Well, I tell y'all what. I root for everything that come out of Houston normally, but the football team, the Texans, they're going to have to stop being racist if they want me to root for them. So that's all I'm saying about football.
Who?
You talking about the Texans?
Yeah, they're going to have to stop being racist if they want me to
root for them. All of them racist. All them white owners racist.
No, it's different here because I used to work up there at the stadium, and that's some bullshit. I don't even like the way they treat the players, really.
They better get together with Deshaun Watson because he's the best player they got.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, But they trying to put that rape shit on him. You know,
just
because
he want to leave. Just because he want to leave. They done planted some women to say that.
And that's why I ain't rooted for him not one time on this station. I ain't going to root for him until they stop.
They trying to be a Cosby him.
You know, it's wild. No matter what, you know, even with the Cowboys, when it comes down to gambling, because, man, I won like, I think last year in the Super Bowl, I won like $750 at the Super Bowl. I was happy as fuck. You know, being a sports fan is something way different than just being us agitating each other or talking about each other's team, because actually them motherfuckers ain't giving us a dime any motherfucking way.
Well, see, I don't even bet on no team because I don't know what they're going to do. They might get out there and lose, and I lose all my money. I ain't take my money.
I bet on stuff, but
I ain't bet no money.
I bet on both teams, so therefore, you win.
You going to break even? Nah, because, it, I mean, if you go with odds and stuff, but we got to, like,
check this out.
Hey, JoJo, you see how many screens I got in my damn studio? All them screens be having football games on.
Okay, now, look, check this out. I'm going to tell y'all a little scheme that I just learned somebody just showed me the other day about sports. Did you know how you got to call Vegas and place your bets and put your money up front, right?
Yep.
But if you go to, like, San Manuel and one of them, and you pick your teams and they win, all they do is charge you is the tax off that money that you win.
Yeah, because you ain't got to worry about tax when you out there in the Indian casino.
No. Yeah, but they front the money. It's not like you gambling. It's like you, they front the money, so I don't know how that shit works, but I'm like, nigga, we don't do that.
We do it amongst friends. So we all put money in the pool, and then whoever, you know, get the most motherfucking shit, you know, you get the money. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you, Super Bowl, I bet on both teams, so, nigga, I'm not going to lose no matter what.
Yep. You might lose $10 or $15, but you might win $50 or
$100. Nah, I bet $200 on each team. And last time, I remember one year I did that shit, I won like, what,
$1,500? Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what odds it is. Man, we got about two more minutes up in True West Radio, man. It's been a blast. I think Friday.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I got a couple of things up my sleeve, and I got a couple of people that I'm trying to get on here, but
what happened
to bullshit. I got a couple of people in mind that I'm just trying to see if they go confirm. And y'all know Friday morning, because I'm about to press their ass, and it's going to be a shocker.
So we need to go on our Facebook to check it out to find out what's going on, or, you know, message us, or?
Well, all my immediate motherfuckers, I got y'all.
Yeah,
but
make sure there ain't no San Francisco fans either.
Okay, well, you know what?
Hey, look, this is going to be used. It's going to be used. I can't tell y'all, but, you know, if the nigga comes through, it's going to be huge. I guarantee it. Then we can talk about that shit, because this nigga's a Cowboy fan, too. Good Lord. It's just bandwagon jumpers all around this mother.
It was funny at first because they was getting on your nerves, but it's giving me a headache now, shit, to be honest.
Oh, it was funny. It was funny when it was on my side, but it's giving you a headache now.
Now, Sweet Pea, you know...
You know we didn't give you no headaches, Sweet Pea. You got mad at the Texans because they racist. That's why you got a headache.
Hello.
Oh, y'all don't hang up. Y'all don't hang up. True West Radio, we out. See you from. All right. We out there anyway. Now we can still talk. Now, what'd you say?
No, I said it was funny, especially you be screaming at him and shit.
Oh, man, I ain't even worried about these. That whack-ass team, man. Now we off the air, so, you know, we could talk for a minute. But the whack-ass niggas, I ain't worried about them, man. It's 49 the country, man.
49, baby.
I'm about to come up here with y'all song going to sound like that.
I'm in my cowboy jersey with the socks on and the beanie with
hey.
The cowboy rat.
I'm gonna tell you, you know, I'm gonna spin y'all damn cowboy that store and put a circle around it so all y'all be messed up.
They were talking Pokemon card.
I need you to make a beat call. Here they come.
Buying and selling Pokemon cards on the app Mercari. And if you don't know who Mercari is,
all y'all gonna be able to rap off the same beat.
Well, we really need to get a cipher, though. We need to really put a cipher together.
What happens if you put a circle around the SF? What happens then?
It still be San Francisco.
Be
I thought it was a sweet faggot, you know. But anyway,
No, it's called Scratch Fans.
It's the sweet one.
It's so feminine.
So feminine. With a circle.
Hey, look. I know
when a woman put on that SF, it says, so fine.
Oh, ain't that something? Yeah, I gotta give it to you. You sound like a brother that got muscles. You do push ups?
You sound like a sharp man with no muscles. You know, those sharp men still have attitudes and perspective. Don't let them be light-skinned. They really pissed.
Oh my God. They
talking about, dang, why we ain't in style no more? Y'all ain't been in style since 1995.
You know the light skins, they never went out of style.
Cowboy fans, all y'all got to do is spin that store a little bit. Nigga, that's straight devil. Y'all, that's the Illuminati, man. And y'all born up.
Oh, no.
Hey, them light-skinned men still use wave grease.
He said them light-skinned men. You know, you like iced tea.
Hey, man, leave the bars alone, man.
No, iced tea, he gone. If iced tea wasn't famous, one about it want him. He light skinned. He ain't in style. It's over with. I bet you the one that's doing all the talking, he light skinned and short.
I'm light skinned, but I ain't short.
You 50% crazy light skin. You 50%.
I'm six foot and light skin. I got muscles too. You know.
I'm 6'3" and I ain't light skin. And I'm built like
a
Mexican.
You know, when Diana Ross sung her song "I Want Muscles," she got that from me.
You know she was talking about a snake. You know that, right?
Well, no, that's what she told y'all. Yeah.
You light skin. I don't care how many muscles you got, you still light skin.
Hold on, look at my hat. It's hot out here. Yeah, y'all. y'all motherfuckers crazy, man.
You see how the San Francisco fans do it? Jumper, too. He's a jumper, too.
On the Village People's album cover.
Y'all motherfuckers got... Y'all got the red nose on all the time, boy. I love y'all, man. That's what it's all about. Yeah, we clown.
I like your partner, Scratch. You need to bring him back more often.
Hey, Scratch. Hey, they thought Prince was going to save him, but he died.
Y'all.
I like this. You got to come on back to work, homie. You know, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
They thought Howard Hewitt was going to save him. He died. Howard Hewitt is dead.
He said his career is dead.
Hold on. Hey, you can't put Michael Jackson in the... Hey, Michael Jackson was like, he was a mixed motherfucker. So, you know, he was white and black. So you can't put him in a light
skin
or dark skin.
His nose was bigger his own than category. Mine at first.
That nigga's fully black. That nigga mama or his daddy didn't... That nigga wasn't mixed. He was just a weak cracker.
In the words of Cat Williams... Never in the history of niggerdom can a black man put his penis in a white woman and come out with a Caucasian baby.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. That means he didn't have sex with her. Somebody else did.
Did you see Life? When they were like, when that motherfucker, that nigga, that's my favorite movie ever. One of my favorite movies ever. And that motherfucker came out and that, the warden was holding up the black baby. I'd a baby pappy, boss.
But y'all know what, though? Y'all know what, though? We laughed at Life, but that was real talk. Back in the gap, white women were scared to have the baby because she knows she was sleeping with the black gardener.
Oh, yeah. I understand that, but that's one of my favorite movies because them motherfuckers got me. You go eat your cornbread. No, I ain't going to eat my cornbread here. You can have it. Hey, Clyde, don't give him your cornbread. You give him cornbread, guess what's going to happen after that? Well, what if I take your corn? Nigga, it's going to be another massacre. It's going to be consequences, repercussions. Nigga, Life is my shit, bro. That was my tour move. I watched that motherfucker. I used to watch that shit on a tour bus. I watch him once, I play some games, I make some music, and that was my favorite shit. I just watched that motherfucker. Everybody be sitting up there, God damn, you watching Life again? Fuck yeah.
Now, I was screaming when he went for that pie, man. I was like, why he go for that pie? I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, that's the funniest shit. He say, you don't want to give me that damn, you don't want to give me that gun? I might mess around and shoot too. He said, wrong answer. And put his ass on the bottles, too. I know if we did, because you know it's crazy because I was telling my boy June Dog, he got a it's on my YouTube, it's called Friday. But when he said he wanted to do his song called Friday, I said we need to do it just like the movie. Nigga with the Ms. Carter across the street, Ms. Parker across the street. I wanted to do the whole fucking video just like Friday. I need a Debo. I need all them motherfuckers. I say, man, we just shoot the whole fucking thing just like that. They can get it.
You need to you gonna have to get you a dark skinned reverend to come out there if you're gonna need something for a cataract. You know what I'm saying?
I told him we could do that. We never did it though. I think I did that.
You can still do that.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted. It's not, the song is called Friday. I wanted to do the whole video just like Friday, all over again. Probably not in the same spot, but I wanted the same kind of scenes. Needed Debo.
Here's a moment in history. If I lived in California and they shot movies, I would go back and see and visit the place and see different scenes. Scratch,
why you got dramatic music in the background? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'm happy.
Sound like I heard dramatic music in the background. Like you, like hold on. If I was back in California, it seemed like
some of that Hannibal music.
Type of shit.
Hey, Scrat.
Hey,
when like the movies that were made in California, like The Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society and all of them kind of movies, do you ever go back and check out the scenes and see where they were?
Oh, I already knew where they were.
Okay.
Yeah, all of the.
Thank you. Hey, why y'all ain't giving tours? I'll be charging
they,
you.
They right there.
They, do,
so.
They give tours. I don't know if Scratch does, but there are buses that show you where like movies were made.
I do it like when my like family come from out of town. They from out of town and they be asking questions. So, you know, I take them down Crenshaw and all that old stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't.
So is there actual high school called Crenshaw High School?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they it's fucked up because half of their team got COVID, so they can't even play this week.
Is it a street in Compton called Street? I think it's called Street Races on Florence or something like that.
Now street races go everywhere around. I mean, there's a whole lot of places where they have street races. You know, when you know Compton and Long Beach, L.A. So it just be where everybody go, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So yeah, they got street races everywhere, bro.
Okay.
It depends on who's setting it up.
Where's Hanky's record store at?
Who?
You know the dude Hanky in the second one when they was at the record store fighting.
Oh,
where Hanky? Is that at? Yeah.
That wasn't really a record store.
Oh, it was just a movie scene.
Yeah.
Okay, because that one looked more faker than the first one. The first one, everything looked
good. Yeah, that Pinky's in that one, that wasn't even a real store.
I don't even know his name, but every time I see him, and you know, he's a real actor. I thought he was a comedian because he be acting so crazy and all this stuff my whole life. And that man, he is professional, a real professional actor. And boy, got credits, too.
What, you talk about Pinky?
Yes.
I connect. My son always got to tell me that cat name because I got a picture with that cat. Because he used to be in a show like long time ago called Rock. I don't know if y'all remember Rock back then.
I remember Rock. I remember the bald head dude.
His name is Clifton. Clifton.
Yeah.
His name is Charles S. Dutton.
Power.
Clifton Power.
The dark skinned dude.
Yeah.
Clifton Power the dark skinned dude.
That's who she talking about.
Yeah.
Just wait, Noah.
I talked to him. I took a picture with him. We was at the club one time. I saw him. He's like, "What's up, OG?" I took a picture with him. Jalen Rose. I got to find these motherfuckers. But Clifton Powell, he used to be in the show called Rock long time ago.
He did. He was the gangster. He was the gangster dude.
Yeah, he was like, "What you gonna do about it, trash man?"
Yeah, he was talking. He was that drug dealing dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played it all the Fridays too.
Yeah.
And he played in South Central? He played in South Central?
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah, Cliff the Pile. I keep forgetting. My I got to keep. He's like, man, you took a picture with Cliff, dude.
Cliff the Pile talked about the time that when he auditioned for the Friday, Ice Cube almost got rid of him. Ice Cube almost wanted to get rid of him. He kept him right at the last minute, and it worked out. He said Ice Cube really wasn't fitting him at first.
Yeah, I don't know
how he wasn't feeling that. That shit right there.
He made it
without him. He the one that made that movie go all the way through for me.
He and Chris Tucker.
Yeah, it was fucked up because he went I swear like that. What's that nigga name? Epp. When that motherfucker, when he was on Friday, I couldn't stand that nigga when I first saw him. I could not stand that shit. No, Chris Tucker was the shit. I'm talking about, what, Mike Webb?
Mike Epps.
Oh, yeah, Day-Day.
He was, it seemed like he was doing too much. I was like, dude.
I don't like Chris Epps. I don't like Mike Epps' acting skills. I don't like him.
Me either. He's not funny to me.
Y'all know he's playing Richard Pryor.
Now he might can pull off the Richard Pryor.
Yeah, he probably can. But my whole thing is I never really liked him as a comedian because he always seemed like he was overdoing shit. It's almost like what's that show motherfucking name?
But he got to come in with that Richard Pryor because Richard Pryor was no joke.
Oh, hell no. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, we have to see. What's that show motherfucking name? I tell you how much I'm in the game. Nigga played on Soul Plane. With his first little role. What's his name?
I don't know.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, I don't like Kevin Hart.
I don't like his ass at all.
He's stuck to me. He's not funny to me.
He's not funny to me either. And see, look, I thought that it was just me.
No, he ain't never been funny to me. If Cat Williams was charging $50 and Kevin was charging $20, I'll pay my $50 and go see Cat.
I'm paying my $50 to go see Cat. Cat funny. Nigga, Mike Epps, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, it's a whole lot of motherfuckers. It's not funny to me. We be watching shit, my wife be busting up. She's like, that's not funny to you? Nope.
No, Cat Williams, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, even Bill Cosby, Eddie Murphy was just funny, just period. they was just funny.
Yeah. Mm. But you know, that girl Tiffany Haddish, she really wasn't funny to me.
She really ain't funny to me.
Kevin Hart, that shit ain't funny. He got a show he got a show that he be making motherfuckers run around their house and all that shit. That shit is kind of funny, but his stand up, why?
Martin Lawrence stand up ain't funny.
No, not no more. You know what it's called? When you're not hungry no more. When you was hungry, you sitting out there trying to get your best shit in. It's just like people in the music industry.
I was just about to say that.
Some people, their characters is just more funny to me than they stand up, though. Like, some people, they do good characters. They do good acting and all that, but stand-up, don't.
But that's with anything in life, though, even with music, even with anything, radio, even with business. Just use music, but you got two hits. All over, everybody singing them. But then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. your third song is mediocre. Why didn't you do the same thing that you did for the first two?
Because you're not hungry no more.
You know, my whole problem with that is that I don't even know who is controlling this shit. Because, first of all, the shit they advertising is rap music. The niggas ain't rapping on it. That's kind of
I love your family. Got to go, Rebby Rev.
Love
all
right, you Dex, too, man. Dex. I hit right, you when Dex. I am.
All right, Dex. I'll see y'all.
All right.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, remember the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys now.
Chill up.
All right, then, Muscles.
They don't
do the same thing, and I don't, you know, it's like even if I know a lot of times financial reasons, you know, people don't financially promote the song, but if you listen to the song, it's mediocre.
Mm-hmm. It's called When You're Not Hungry No More, because when people are out there trying to make that money, they put their all into it. Now, it's like you just got fans, so you could just sit up there and go, yeah, I was walking down the street. Yeah, I had some earphones with a tight beat. And then I could make it really happen, because that's the reason why I really started. They mess around and eat that shit up. They're not putting no effort into it no more.
The only thing I got a problem with is they marketing niggas singing as rap music. So it's nowhere.
Yep,
where just rapping on? Where is that at? Because they're not marketing that.
Well, it's this is shadiest business in the I can't say everywhere, because you know, if you up into the movie industry and all that stuff like that, it's like, you know, they got their own little problem. But us down here in the music world, you know, it's always been a shady business, because nobody, the only support that you got is the people that's around you. You got certain people that's outside your circle that actually supports you. But you got to think about it. It's almost like, you know, out here in Cali, when motherfuckers used to see, like, motherfucker 5, 6, 8 Mexicans in the car trying to get to work. Everybody be like, look at them Mexicans piled up in that goddamn car. But you better know them Mexicans is sticking together.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They sticking together. You know,
and niggas
is
starting to learn about that type of shit anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing
niggas
about it.
Niggas is the only ones that don't stick together.
Yeah, they starting to. Motherfuckers is trying to get it together, but them Mexicans and everybody, any other race, always had that shit together versus us.
Yep.
We can stick together because everybody think they better than the next man. I ain't got to be doing this. I ain't got to be doing that. And these cats are sitting up there coming up, you know, when we can't, because
but you know what,
though?
This is the thing. This is the problem with niggas. This say, like, even growing up, okay, I was a smart kid. So instead of niggas who ain't that smart trying to be friends with me, people who wasn't that smart used to be mean to me because they was upset that they wasn't as smart as me. And that's what's wrong with us. The soon as we learn, if you come over here and ask me some questions, I'm going to give you the answer. Then we going to figure this shit out.
But see, you know, it's one thing about it. We can't go back and correct the things that happened when we was youngsters. But,
right, but the youngsters,
thing about it is, all of us being motherfucking old, getting older, we could put something together to make it happen so the other generation. through the things that we went through when we was youngsters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you can't get enough people together sometime in order for them to do that. Because everybody on their own little high horse, of course we got to work. Of course we got to feed our family. Of course we got to pay bills. But you know what? There's so many people out there right now. It's just like with that Travis Scott thing. I'm going to pay everybody bill. I'm going to refund everybody money, blah, 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 blah. But do you think that's going to be the end of that? No, it's not.
They need mental health. He's on still. They wrong the way they doing him.
I don't think it's his fault. I don't think it's his fault.
It's
not 100%. No, that ain't his fault. You got
it's
promotion.
The promoter's
you got security.
Fault.
You know what I'm saying? All of that.
It's the promoter's fault. The promoter is the one who's, if you hire me for a job, I'm coming to do my job. Now, shit get fucked up at my job, that ain't my fault. You don't want to hire me for a job. You hire me to come up here and rap.
Exactly. Exactly. But
I'm
now
rapping.
They done messed up his thing, his whole little brand, though. They messed up his brand with that shit. That's why you got to be careful who you doing business with, too, because that's what I was I say the other day on Monday, y'all know that working there, I know that they had enough security. It was possible for them to pay enough security. They didn't pay enough people. If y'all would have had the same amount of people y'all had there for a football game, that shit would not have happened. Because
I bet you, if Justin Bieber came, they'd have had 300 security officers.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you like this. When you have an event outside, when people were standing around, on top of that, you got people who ain't been to a concert or ain't been to a concert in motherfucking a year or two because of the goddamn COVID. Now, check this out. If it would have been inside, do you think it would have been any better? It would have been better. You sitting in fucking seats.
Yeah, they've been better
because
they had to sit down.
They had to sit the fuck down. They could stand up. They could throw their hands up. But they didn't have to press the stage.
Yeah.
So
they wouldn't have been able to in the stadium.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you got seats, that means you sit your ass in your seat. You stand up. You throw your hands up, whatever the fuck it is. And that's it.
And I've been walking around here crying for about a week because these motherfuckers didn't put their goddamn kids out here. I wish people...
How many white kids were killed? How many white kids were killed?
None. It was some white people killed, but the kid, the worst kid, is like 9 years old. He got him fucked up.
Yeah, a little Indian girl died, you know what I'm saying?
Had it been all black people, nobody would have cared.
Nah, I mean, you know, one thing that, first of all, we were talking about it another day, like, Monday, that, first of all, little kids shouldn't have been out there in the first place.
There you go. Them babies, man.
They shouldn't have been out there in the first place. That's what we're talking
about.
I'm thinking about them being blocked off and then talking about ain't no air because you know I'm short. So I'm the height of a kid, of most kids.
How tall are you?
4'9".
I'm 5'2".
Let's move on.
Yeah.
I say 4'9".
I'm short. I'm 5'2".
Let's move on, my love.
Kids out there saying that they were surrounded and they couldn't breathe, and I know I got asthma, and I'm that short. So I just been walking around here thinking about the kids all week long, like, why do people take their kids to places like this?
You know what's crazy? You know how I know I wouldn't have been out there? Because if I go to concerts, if I can't get backstage, I just don't go.
Yeah.
You know, but when you got an outside event like that with all of those people, first of all, I wouldn't want to be in the front anyway. If they got shit, yeah. I want to be in the back looking at the motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody want to be in the front of the stage while y'all pressing to get to the front of the stage. When there's too many people. I mean, a whole lot of this shit is fucked up because the people that got fucked up didn't have common sense.
But there's just so many people who ain't got no damn morals in the first place. If you see somebody that fell down, you gonna keep stepping on them and jumping on them and shit. Like, you know, who the hell is y'all mama? And like, who taught y'all this shit?
But that's the thing about, you know, but then on top of that, all of this motherfucking shit been closed up all this time. Them motherfuckers just happy to be out to see somebody. But you can't blame Travis Scott for this shit. You gotta blame the promoters.
Because yeah.
They should have went, they could have probably went and got a big ass motherfuckers place with seats. Let them go up. But they feel like, oh, shit, it's outside. You know, motherfuckers don't have to get no COVID checks. Niggas ain't got to do X, Y, Z, this, that, and the other. All the shit I seen on the news today with all of the people talking about what they went through at that particular time. Oh, that shit was fucked up, bro. It's so much psychological. And then he said, well, I'm going to pay for this funeral expenses, I'm gonna refund everybody money and all.
I ain't giving that money back.
Stuff.
I wouldn't give that money back.
Mm-mm. Y'all came, y'all paid. But that's what he said though.
I
wouldn't have never gave nobody no money back. I'd be like, now, cause shit, you giving everybody money back. It's 50,000 people. Just think if it was like $50 a ticket. God damn, bro.
Well,
he got the money. Y'all gotta research this thing. So I've been checking out everything from day one on this dude. The reason they did that Astroworld, because he been wanting to do that there. His concert there for a long time. He was enthused with Astroworld because when Astroworld shut down, he wasn't able to go. He always wanted to go to Astroworld when he was little. So that's why they did the show at Astroworld. He was the prime promoter with the promoters. He designed everything from the stage, entering the stage to the back of the stage. All that was his concept. That's why they blaming him. All that was all his doing. He was behind the whole thing. He got the bread to pay everybody. You know he got them millions from McDonald's anyway. He got a billion something from McDonald's with that number three meal, that number three happy meal. They gave him like $2 billion anyway. That's why they blaming him. And it was if you look at it. You know, I'm from Houston, too. You know, that's right across the street from the Lions Stadium afterward, right across the street down there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you can damn skate over. You can damn jump over 288 over there and go right there. I, matter of fact, I was from the play for the Houston, Texas. Yeah, I'm from the play for the Houston, Texas. I went to the practice field plenty of times. And a lot of them people, they bum rushed that way in. A lot of people didn't even pay. They just rushed in that motherfucker. When it started,
that's why I said that about security.
Had 3 million security and shit. Them motherfuckers was already there. But I agree with y'all. If it had been Justin or NSYNC or somebody, they had a National Guard and shit. But this is why they blaming him, because he always wanted to do a concert there. The concert was his idea to do it there at Astroworld. He could have did it in the Reliant Stadium. That makes sense. Well,
he
could have did it in the Astrodome.
They did the last one now. That's why I keep on
bitching and screaming out because I got 17 years of experience with this goddamn property. They had better security than that. Ain't nobody was bum-rushing shit for them whack-ass Texans. I'm mad as hell they named them the Texans. Nigga, I'm a Texan. I was born and raised here. Them white-ass niggas, most of them ain't even from here.
If you look at his front album cover, he's been planning this shit for about 2 or 3 years. First album last year when he started, his album cover looked just like the amusement park. Now, motherfuckers ought to know, like you say, motherfuckers is crazy. Why would you go off into a goddamn store and Halloween already over? Why are you going to be rushing to the stage full of flames with the archangel flying over the top of the stage on fire?
Crazy.
Why are you going to be rushed to the stage when they chanting cultural, they chanting cult shit? Y'all ought to know what the goddamn, you ought to know what time is. Like I said, motherfucker ain't got no more, motherfucker don't care. Motherfuckers want to get out there. They ain't partied in years, in 2 years. And all that other shit. So I probably been in there too. I've been in that motherfucker too though. After, but if I seen that motherfucker fighting that goddamn the gate, I said, oh hell no, nah. Niggas out there fucking mad. Why you gonna go through a school to get in the concert? No, it don't make no
sense.
Halloween, you know, like a motherfucker.
Check this out. My whole thing is, if I'm in the crowd, why am I trying to get closer to the stage when it's 100,000 motherfuckers in front of me?
Okay, you know I was security guard. I was security guard for Trina. Now, they bum rushed the stage for Trina when she came out. So I know about that little compression when everybody leaning against you and you cannot breathe. You got 1,000 motherfuckers. I don't give you how strong you are, what you done drank or smoke. About 10, 20, 50 people getting leaning on you, you're going to lose your motherfucking breath.
Of course.
So I understood where they were coming from on that shit. I've been in that position as security guard. When Trina came, that's my first time experiencing it, trying to hold the crowd back.
Nigga,
coming toward her.
I've been that as an artist.
Right. I had to put the picture on my
Facebook and Instagram because I had to walk through. I had to just walk up this motherfucking little spot, and we was trying to get some food. Do you know how fucking tight that was? I couldn't believe, nigga. I signed like 1,000 autographs that day. Everybody wanted, we got off the stage, so me and Tone Loc's brother were like, man, let's go get some food. Instead of going to the backstage and going around, we decided we just going to walk, you know, down on the side by the crowd. Oh, man, we had on Laker gear, so they knew who we was. Man, we had to sign an autograph. It took us about 2 hours just to walk. Like, let's see, 100 yards, like to a football field, you know, because we thought we just gonna walk through. It ain't even the whole football field, like half a football field, 50 yards, because they had some food up there, nigga. And we was like, well, we go this way. And we went this way. The only good thing that happened, it was this little girl. She was she was terminally ill, and I was like, well, stay right here, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take you backstage so you can meet all of the artists and take some pictures. I got her and took her back there. She took a gang of pictures with the artists and all that stuff. She was happy as hell, but I never heard from her people. I knew she was getting ready to die. So I'm like, hold on, stay right here. So when we finally got up to the top, we got some food, and I came back down, and I took her backstage so she could meet everybody, took some pictures and all that old shit. But
I feel you, man. I feel you. That shit real, man. They compact crowd. But I, like I said, that skull at the gate, y'all going through a skull to get in the concert. Check yourself. Then it had on there, I'll meet you on the other side. And it had that hypnosis file going around and around. Around and around. Meet you on the other side. Round and around. Then you got the archangel flying over the stage on fire. Come on. And then he's standing in a pentagram, and he's leaning his back against the damn thing. He already told you he was the puppet for the Illuminati. That's a, you heard, have you heard the song Puppet for the Illuminati?
No.
See, that was, I've been listening to the dude, but I ain't know, man. I probably went to the concert, too.
I don't know not one Travis Scott song.
See, that's what I'm saying. And everybody went is super duper fan. They done ate the half of meals and everything.
I don't even know one of his songs, bro.
I don't know one either.
I don't know a whole lot of these people's songs. And I, me being a producer, I should be sitting up here listening. My son, he always be, oh, man, you never heard that? Nope. Because I don't want to hear what they doing to where I can make anything. I don't want to make no fucking song to sound like this. Because everybody shit sound the same any fucking way. All that shit sound the same. If I'm lying, I'm fried.
Well, they had a good itinerary. They had a good roster on the thing too. They had what, Houston Audios, Drake. They had all the top artists on the thing, from my understanding. But you don't see nothing about them. You only see Drake and what's the dude name?
Travis.
Little dude. What? Yeah, Travis Scott. Travis Cole Scott.
But see, yeah, the thing about it is, you got to think about this, though, Buddha. If you have an outside event, all the stuff that happen outside usually be the outside shit. You know what I mean? All them motherfuckers out there, they sitting up there. How the fuck close do you think you going to get to that stage?
I'm gonna give him credit, though. He did holler, man. We need an ambulance right here. We need an ambulance right there. They out there. He already knew the shit was wrong already. So, you know.
He had no idea.
Yeah, you know, so I do give, I mean, he all right, man. I'm a Houston nigga, too.
No,
he don't rap like no Houston nigga, but I'm just saying, to me, the shit was a booby trap from the start. That's all I'm going to say.
It was definitely that.
That's all it was, a booby trap from the start, premeditated.
Wait a minute,
somebody took the money and ran with it because they didn't pay for security. That's all, you know, because
what the fuck could security do when you got all these motherfuckers?
They could have stopped them from coming in. It was the wrong
Okay, they had people stabbing. They had people stabbing with needles, knives.
Yeah.
Okay,
breaking glass, cutting each other.
They kept on saying, well, he could have stopped. He could have stopped and told everybody something. You know what they could have did? They could have stopped the music. Everybody would stop moving.
No, they're too busy trying to hypnotize everybody.
If Travis didn't see it, the motherfuckers, they could have stopped the music.
He did see it. He said it.
If all the music would have went off, everybody would have stopped moving.
If y'all go to Broadcast Houston on YouTube, I subscribe and pay any concert to come to Houston. They got on Broadcast Houston. They going to show it. Just like CNN, C-SPAN, they going to show you the raw footage.
Only thing a motherfucker who was, the motherfucker be like, stop the music. And they stopped the music, he probably would have been pissed, like, why you stop the music? Then he looked down to see what the fuck was happening. So it's the promoter fault. It ain't Travis Scott's fault.
Look at the album cover, and then you see everybody turned up.
You don't even think about what the fuck else is going on.
He said he wanted to do a concert at Astroworld. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He made the flyer and everything. He did everything.
He said Buddha Ali. That's what I was trying to tell everybody. This is not the first time he's done a concert over there.
That's right.
But it didn't turn out like that last
time. Exactly. So what's the difference? Because the only thing that I could see when I used to be there is that I turned niggas away with drugs. I turned people away.
Okay, let me ask you this, Sweetie. When you went to the first concert, was the when you entered the gate, was his face a skull? It wasn't a skull this time. This time it was a skull.
I didn't go to that stuff over there. I've only been there to work. To be honest with you, I have hardly ever spent my money.
See, the first concert he did, it wasn't no skull. The second concert he did over there was a skull. You know how that warning sign, don't drink the poison? It got the skull and the egg mark. That was at the gate, and everybody still went through there.
Well, I don't know, man. I guess, I mean, that's why.
They were showing you signs from last concert to this concert.
When we get rich, then we know how not to do it.
You know not to involve yourself with so many people that things get away from you
we
like
just,
that.
We'll do all our shit inside.
Wait a minute, I went to Texas Freaknik. There's way more people than that at Texas Freaknik downtown Houston. There's more motherfuckers than that. And at that concert, none of that shit.
I went to motherfucking Freaknik in motherfucking Georgia. Man, trust me.
Excuse me, you said the magic word, downtown Houston. That's where the law's at. Boy, you know that? Shit.
Man, look, check this out, man. This is the whole thing is, I don't know. My thing is that'll teach me not to do nothing outside no more. Because we were just thinking about doing a whole little.
But I'm gonna say this week, there wasn't that many laws out there then. You know, it was about the same amount of security.
I'm talking about people having a good time.
The mood was different. Buddha Ali, security couldn't do a goddamn thing. How you got a thousand or 500 securities getting ready to be about 50,000 people? You can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody do nothing, man. That's bullshit.
If that would have been 50,000 black folks, they would have been out there shocking niggas and hitting their asses with them sticks.
Yeah, all of that shit.
If you overpower the cops, that would have been even worse. You know. First of all, what we talked about Monday, how the hell you going to have these little kids out there?
I want my kid out there if
a motherfucker on the other end of the mic going, motherfucker, I don't want my kid out there.
I'm going to ask you this, though. Was Sweet Pea in Houston, was it, were people at the amusement park or was it just straight concert?
Ain't no amusement park here in Houston no more. Every time he come over, they use that area.
Look at that ride. I seen the ride.
Well, they said
that's afterward.
I seen the ride.
It didn't
look like nobody was on the ride, but it was just one part of that stadium where they had it set up. But I seen, nigga, they had the rides and everything.
Yeah, it was still afterward.
Yes, but y'all know Astral World don't exist no more, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what Travis Scott was saying.
This is something that they, yeah, you know that. Ain't no doubt, Astral World, been gone. Okay? They do that every time he come here because he does that. That's where he do his concert at, and that's his whole thing. Astral World is his whole brand. So with this bullshit, they just really messed up his whole
brand.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So now
his album is Astral World.
There you go. He gonna have to get some money for himself. They just
he must bought Astral World.
He was on the campaign. They was about to try to bring it back because of what he doing. Every time he come here, y'all know he do that over there.
So it's actually it's just a big old empty. It's an amusement park that don't work no more.
Yeah, Six Flags, just like Six Flags.
I've been to Astral World.
No. It looked like a golf course. That's what it looked like, because there ain't nothing over there.
Well, when they were showing it earlier, I seen rides. It seemed like they had rides and all that shit around that motherfucker. But it was just this one section where they had to
turn it into a festival for him.
So do anybody ever go to Six Flags or Astral World anymore?
Astral World don't exist anymore, but Six Flags, yes.
Yeah,
the
Six Flags still open.
Astral World, they took them to different parks, to different amusement parks. We just don't have amusement parks in Houston. That's why Astral World don't exist no more, because it was for the Astros. They used to play there at with Reliant now. It used to be the Astrodome.
Everything
was Astros. But that's where they used to do everything. They used to play football there. They used to play basketball
there. Yeah, the Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
And that's the name of his album, Astral, the Astral World. That's the name of his album. See, everything is, like you said, is branded, everything.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. They fucked up everything for him.
Well,
everybody on the outside fucked up everything for him, and they attacking him. And his brand is fucked up, but they say they're attacking him. And it's like, he is not in charge of the unmarked security that's supposed to be walking around that. He's not in charge of the cops that's supposed to be in uniform. He's not in charge of the niggas that's in yellow shirts like I used to be. You know what I'm saying? He's not in charge of none of that. And that's all the people you're supposed to get through before you even get inside.
Oh, yeah, they were knocking them people over. They knocking them people like sandbags.
That's what I'm saying. They
knocked the whole fence
like
over.
It was wrong from the get go.
Oh, come on, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching the Laker game, so. But yeah, man, I'm about to roll, man. I think I'm gonna eat a salad tonight. My wife went to El Pollo Loco. I don't know if y'all got that out there.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And she brought me this, I don't know, it's like a, you know, the little salad, like a salad bowl. You could crack the crust off of that mug and all that. I think I'm about to go and throw some of this dressing on there and have at it, because I'm hungry like a motherfucker. I don't know what y'all cook, what y'all ate tonight.
A salad and some pizza.
Some hookah?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza. I think it's a salad and some pizza. I don't know.
I'm going to eat me some frosted flakes.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking about get some Honey Nut Cheerios or some.
I like them. They
honey,
honey
bunches of oats.
Honey bunches of oats.
I just don't want that goddamn, I know I wake up shitty as hell in the morning with that goddamn, that milk. Because I know I'm going to have to eat like two bowls, you know what I mean? I just can't eat cereal. I'll be like, unless I just, then I got some Captain Crunch. Wait a minute. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna take a picture of my damn, the top of my refrigerator. And all the goddamn sea round I got on top of my refrigerator. I got so much cereal on top of the refrigerator, in the cabinet. I got sea round all over that motherfucker. I got every Cheerio you want. I got apple Cheerios. I got Honey Nut Cheerios, regular Cheerios. I got some, Cheerios with the Christmas flakes on them, Honey Bunches of Oats, Tony the Tigers. I got everything.
Who can't stay on Fruit Loops?
I got some Fruit Loops too, nigga.
What do you know about Applejack?
I ain't got no Applejack. I got some Honeycomb.
Hey, y'all sound pretty good on the computer, man. I listened out on the computer tonight for about an hour. It sound pretty good. I think the music come up just a hair, but it sound real good. Y'all gave her the chance to talk. Everything sounded good, man.
Oh, thank you, Ali, man. You know, shit. I'm just waiting to get that green light. I mean, damn, it probably ain't going to be until the first of the year. Then when we jump to XM, oh, everything's going to be wonderful. I'm going to have to really take my time. I'm going to have to make new commercials. We got to get some new spots. We got to get all that stuff. So as soon as we jump to XM, it's going to be a whole different universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm just waiting. I know it's going to be the first of the year. This is the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is always slow, so ain't nothing getting ready to crack until, like, January, February, March, all that stuff like that. So we already be cocked and loaded and ready for the summer.
Yeah, it sounds real good, man. It sounds, like I say, like the music in the background, music come up for her. The time, let everybody talk, get everybody chat. We got jumping up a few minutes. And everybody, they do that on Dish Network, and they be talking to Brat and all them be talking at the same time. But it sounds pretty good, man.
Yeah,
they see
each other, but, it's hard for me to, I know who is who, but, I can't be start cutting motherfuckers off. He's doing letting motherfuckers in, it's just a...
They had me hollering about the light skin, the short people conversation. I was dying. I'm so hard, I'm sleepy.
The whole thing about it is you can't cut motherfuckers off at the same time and all that stuff. It's just gotta be a common courtesy, That's why I always be like, sleepy, what you say? Because she got the lowest voice in the crowd.
Right. Well, we know this is what we gotta do. When sleepy talk, we get quiet. That way you hear. If y'all were doing that, then y'all came in a little bit. But Sweepy got to talking, everybody got quiet. So y'all respect the God.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. And Reverend Ali was real clear tonight on his vocals.
Oh, yeah. Especially when y'all talking about the Cowboys, them motherfuckers, they always be clear. Other than that, you be like, what you say? They always lied about them goddamn Cowboys, but they don't make no goddamn sense other than that. And that don't make no sense either, but anyway. All right, man, I'm about to get up off of here. This the after hours anyway, shit. I don't know if
okay.
they record this shit. I'm going to have to
I think they recorded it because when you did it, one time you went off, I stayed on the line. I was the last one to get off of this shit. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you remember they used to, remember we used to talk about Donald Trump and they used to cut us off like a motherfucker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We start talking about Donald Trump, they'd be like, bye. Your show is over anyway.
Thank you
for
using Blog Talk Radio.
We used to get cut the fuck off. After hours wasn't no after hours. We'd be on that motherfucker about 5 minutes after the show was over, and they'd be like, nah, y'all gotta go. Yeah, man, fuck Donald Trump, man. Boop, 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 boop. Bam, y'all gone. I'm like, damn, is this a Donald Trump network?
Y'all just do that on purpose. Y'all do that on purpose, see if they gonna cut it off. Especially Heavy Love, he can do it real quick and see if they gonna cut us off.
You heard me? I think we like,
yeah.
Man, fuck Donald Trump. Da da da. Bam, we gone. Thank you for the
little
radio. Goodbye.
Oh man, we did that shit till he wasn't in office no more.
Uh oh.
Hey, who the hell? That must be Mr. Everworld.
Nah, there's no over there with that.
Oh.
Oh, man. Damn.
All right, man. I love y'all, man. I appreciate it. I'll get with y'all Friday.
All right, man. Yeah, that's what's getting ready to happen, man. I just got to get all my
right,
ass back up in the
family.
Studio. All right, man.
All right.
Huda Ali, Zone 24, TV, Hustler, Never Sleep,
Oklahoma,
okay.
Texas. You ought to know. Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas, man. Right here for you in the middle pass. Radio 2S Radio. Fucking Radio in the West. On Blog Talk. Yeah.
I can't never get that shit right. I'm gonna put that shit on my board so I can just look up and say it.
Once you come down here and stay there a couple weeks, you may able to do it.
Man, if I come out there, I'll be done. My marriage will be over. I'll probably be down there like, I ain't coming home. Oh, no.
I don't know why, man. Look here.
Hey, look.
Your boy
look,
stay where it's at. Scotty D. He right there where everything's popping and jumping at.
Hey, look, I'll be like, no, them big-ass bugs, I'm going home. Motherfucking alligators. All that shit, fuck that, I'm coming home.
It's
honey,
cold
I'm
too.
Coming
they
home.
Falling.
I'm just saying. Anyway, man,
yeah.
True West Radio, man, we're about to be out. Wait a minute, hold on. I got that damn radio show on two computers. Maybe I can't be out. But I'm about to be out because I got to go and eat. I need to go to the store. The Laker game on. Y'all fucking my whole time off. Anyway, we out, man. True West Radio. We see y'all on Friday, man. Y'all keep it safe. Come on.
Peace.